Indeed, it has been 22 minutes now after 7. This is Rise of Fame in 60 minutes with myself and most of us, Kos Andrews. We focus now, lending this conversation that the DA spokesperson on community safety, security, and liaison joining us now on the line, Teboho Sepeledi, he is my guest this evening. This follows after the Democratic Alliance have an intention to write a letter to the MEC of the Department of Community Safety, Security, and Liaison, Mbabu Cheki Masie, and the Acting Provincial Commissioner, Major General Dr. Zef Mukwana, asking them to instruct police station commanders to appoint designated firearm officers, the DFOs, immediately. This follows, obviously, the 2024-2025 fourth quarter report recently that has been submitted to the Portfolio Committee in the Department's Portfolio Committee, where the Department, under the leadership of MEC Masie, revealed that 18 of the 90, 1/8 of the 90 police stations in the province were monitored. Of those, none had designated firearm officers in place as required by the Firearms Control Act of South Africa. In fact, the Act also says that proper storage and safekeeping of firearms needs to be there, facilitating the process of firearms license application and competency certificates, managing and overseeing firearms within the police present, reporting on firearms theft and losses. So now, in the absence of these individuals, who authorizes the applications of firearms in the province police stations? My guest, Teboho Sepeledi, joins me. My brother, good evening.
Yes, good evening. Thank you so much, Mr. for having us, and good evening to your listeners as well.
Yeah, you're a bit distant from the handset, Ben. Please come closer.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Not really, but I would love to hear you better. But I can hear you, but not as loud as I would love to. Let's talk about the potential risk into this. I understand that these DFOs, they play a very, critical role, in police stations. Obviously, the facilitating of the process of firearm license applications and the competency certificates that gets to be issued, but more so managing and overseeing firearms within the police precinct, to a large extent reporting of firearms theft and losses. Give us a sense of what sort of risk do we find ourselves in now that 19 police stations, or 18 rather, of the 90 police stations do not have these DFOs?
Let me begin by clarifying. The public monitored 18 out of the 90, so that's the amount of police stations that they were able to go and monitor in this theater. Out of that 18, we're not exactly sure how many of them don't have DFOs. And definitely, because they were only able to monitor 18, that amount could be more, because they were not able to actually look at all of the police stations. Yeah. This literally puts police stations at a huge risk. If you don't have a designated person or a person who's responsible for firearms within a police precinct, when firearms actually go missing, then you've got nobody to actually account for it. This was also given in a report from our former Minister of Police, Peggy Pele, that 357 firearms had gone missing between 2020 and 2023, and 84 of them, and 357 was at the national level, and 84 of them were missing in Leslie Police Station, which is in Setsibande District. So we're not sure exactly how many in the province were missing, but 84 was just found missing at the Leslie Police Station. So it's a huge problem. It's a huge security risk as well, especially because these firearms are used in committing of crime, especially when these weapons are utilized to harm civilians. This becomes a huge, how can I say, Achilles heel, where these weapons are supposed to be protecting citizens, but they are stolen and then utilized against the citizens of this country.
Sure. When you look at the DFOs, when did the post in the monitored police stations emanate? Because I'm asking simply because you cite a report of the former Minister of Police, Babu Beyikele, where he somewhat takes us through a timeline between the year 2020 and 2023. That's when Mpumalanga is reported to have lost those 84 firearms in one police station. When did the vacancy of the DFO start? Is it a new thing to gather, or it has always been there? And I'm glad that you've already shed more light on the 18, because I was under the impression that it's 18 versus 90 that were observed. But you're saying they've only observed 18 police stations, and even there they flagged the issue. Sure.
It's very worrying because if they were only able to monitor 18, and they say those are the concerns that they have observed, it becomes a huge problem because then we're not exactly sure how many out of the 90 may be also not having those DFOs. So it's really shocking. With regards to the latter question or the first question that you asked, the time period that we had, it's from 2020 to 2023, when the minister was still part of the portfolio, where he cited all of these missing firearms. I could be able to presume that there were no DFOs present, especially at that police station, because for 84 firearms to be missing, and without a proper disciplinary or a proper, how can I say, without anybody being able to notice it. I mean, even if it's 10 weapons that are missing, it should have been picked up much more earlier by the designated firearm officer. So I'm presuming that definitely they didn't have a DFO at that particular time. The firearm act itself, it regulates that each and every police station has to have a DFO, and I would presume as well that since the inaction of that act, these people were supposed to have been hired and designated at those points so that they can be able to regulate it, because there's no use of having an act and not being able to enact it in full force in the province.
Yeah. Before I let you go, what seems to be then the reluctance when you pose these questions to the MEC and maybe even the HOT when they appeared before the portfolio committee? What seems to be then the reluctance in filling in these DFOs in these police stations?
You know, that's the thing. You may ask the questions, but then they are deflected. You'll find that they'll say maybe there's a budgetary constraint some of the employees need to be trained on the handling of the weapons, etc. So reluctance usually goes with whether there is a particular objective that they want to achieve, and I don't want to insinuate, but yeah, the fact that they know what the act means, and that the MEC, the lawmaker himself, he has to make sure that this is followed up to the letter, and that each and every police station has a designated officer to actually control this.
Yeah, really appreciate you, my brother, as always. I know that there was quite a number of issues I would have loved to touch with you, but because of time, let's park them now. Yeah. I'll definitely revisit all of this in the next week or so. Then we unpack many of the other issues that you and I have lined up to talk about. My brother, as always, really appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, that's Teboho Sekaledi there. He's with the Democratic Alliance. He's the spokesperson when it comes to issues of community safety, security, and liaison. And remember, he also sits in the portfolio committee looking after public works roads and transport. Really appreciated having had him tonight